Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Our foundation scripture, John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th. And 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." As I'm Cronoa, you know, Hano and Sempa, do me, you know, you more yet to know any at your barco and some panel said you, honey, to the coma, you know, it do me, you know, you more yet to you know, any at your barco, if you answer was and quite if you were mummy and tea radiosum.
Now, here a phobia, one hour bar, sorry, best sorry, fashion a cinema. And no bar flip or I of free beside the Wagalea on channel, because you're so rare, you perceive who you sue. And no bar flip or I of free beside the I Wagalea on channel, because you're so rare, you perceive who you sue.
Luke chapter 18, verses number 28 through to 30. Luke the 18th chapter, the 28th to the 30th verse. The Bible said, then Peter said, "Lord, we have left all and followed thee." And Jesus said unto them, "Verily, I say unto you, there is no man that is left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive a manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come life everlasting." Interesting verses of scripture. Let me read it to you all together. Then Peter said, "We have left all and followed thee." Jesus said unto them, "Verily, I say unto you," I want you to look very emphatically. Don't let the scriptures be like some kind of a religious routine or some kind of a tradition, a cyclical reading. No, you better listen, because you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The frequency of the hearing of God's word births faith and revelation in your spirit and enables you to see the Christos. So stick with me. We're dealing with something extremely profound. Then Peter said, "Lord, we have left all and followed thee." Jesus said unto them, "Verily, I say unto you, there is no man that is left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive a manifold more in this present time," dear you, "and in the world to come." That means that this present time is not the end of life. There is another world to come. Dear you, this present time, a prayer you woman, and then there is a world to come. There is another world to come. A kingdom ruled by a king has a language, a currency, a system, everything. A kingdom. Jesus spoke of a kingdom that is not built with the hands of man. And open me when you hear some. The pulpit must be able to disseminate a balanced truth to God's people. We should not only tell the people that they are going to have a good marriage and good business and their children is going to be well with them and all stuff like that, and that's it. There is a world to come. There is a pending world to come. After this life, there is another. Therefore, the scripture in the book of Peter becomes very integral. Becomes a prerequisite to every Christian. I want to talk to you. You better listen to what we're talking about. We need to let the church hear that revelation and truth. I've been talking to you about Pastor Papa Nico. Look for a good church, a great church, a Bible believing church, a tongue talking church, an anointing glittering church, a church where Christ is centered and preached and practiced, where Christ is believed and celebrated. I'm telling you something profound. Listen to the heart of God. I saw the papa, Ejina enchire chire papa, eni nyame sompa, ahunidi Ejina eshubo enkenya eso. I saw the papa, niemana enchire chire papa, nyame sompa, shubo ninkenya. Sani amawei, we free mua, untimi nyaa saw the papa. Di sorry bianwa, enchire chire papa. Nyame sompa eni mono krache wope wongkwa pa surifrio enrasim ya meti ya paka kaswa kwe mok na kaswa di nyame ya mamanko hokura enkebe ya miya kaswa get ready we are coming asoribi wa kaswa kwe mok there is a particular location on the grounds of the church here they believe that the soil there is anointed soil. Ania. And we must summon the pan womore. Ania. Ghana, how? We have this in our country. Ghana, yes, Ania, many pan. Kwasi, afu, any tree. Muntia, mi anope. E mua! Womatitia, sorry. Muntia, ye. E mua! E tia, sorry. Womudi, muasem. Tia, ye! Tenga, mi ajinachero. Emua eti ya soria ombeka si edi o matemti kan homa minti na omuhuno se nyame nene wo mo kasa. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 1 kan ho very quickly that the kan kan bro for because I'm going to keep all our audience from around the world, let's keep them intact so that they can follow the precepts and the revelation of what God has for his people. King
Amen. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 1. Read. Whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge.
The Bible said anybody that loves instruction, he loves knowledge.
But he that hated reproof.
Lower him a little bit. He that hated reproof.
Is brutish.
Oh, see, he is brutish. Yes, brutish, huh? He betchiri brutish in him. Why if a creature? And now you look different. Can you dream them to you? But if you have some dear, what you don't know,
when you answer for no questions,
when you answer for any okasia, who must answer for the be organa, hapa, then kwasia for so dear, yenye bipa. Tia, when you answer for one okasia, who must suit one by a woman down at tea, and one somebody has here, hey, Kikan, will you can go home to
your daughter and turn and do him.
What do you mean? We have this in our country, and there is no system in this country that can stop it. Because our leaders themselves have become victims of the madness of religious absurdity. If our leaders engage malams, psychotic fetish priests, occultic altars, then they can't rebuke it. You can't. You will not have the audacity to rebuke it. Anything that you will have the audacity to rebuke, then you must have a strength of conviction about that. There's something that you do not have a strength of conviction, then you do not have the moral audacity, the rigor, and the vigor to be able to address it. And I'm telling you, because you will be angry more. the frontliners lack moral integrity. A penny fly, she should quote to Bobot Tai. Omakasa nicely, nice political rhetoric. But Subain pa, woman nippy. Subain! Yem penny fly, and you woman ni boom, and you woman ni Subain. Nami mlemu wam, ya sofwa, and blame you because woman so bobra fono, woman whoop. It did. Wame ya swamu tia mpenifonwa mpenifonwa se na mungu kula mufri nye ni muna ne kolai haa ya uwa bwanti monsuma uwa bwanti uya diye mbabe tiyame uya diye ntiyame na why ya nkawa sorry there we don't address it ubi ya besu uba address when ya big issue unfortunately Ghana when ya kasachire for won't hear will be tea because I'm a chirotini. This voice is ready to tell you the mind of God. Opafa opa tukine oba juma the Bible can we Proverbs 22:3 we need to for ubi awa eba juma nyanse ni eni unu mufo uhu bonia ebe banuwa dene wako hinta. And Quasia for Jimmy Fone and Tetequa Fonodia, or Femunia Sutra King Owly.
Or little for Hunobonia Beba.
Read the word of
now in the one hinter.
Tia
Nantequa Fum
and Tetequa, who knew Sir Amana Pana da Hobeka could too.
No, when you are switching,
when you are switching King Gambro for a moment to you. And then I am going to ask you to sit down right after the reading of God's word, and it's going to be so when it's Sunday and you come to church, it is not a time for comic relief. Sunday morning is not for comedy. Tia ye! Ebejia un siye siye. Ahon soche. Wo se tiye! Ani ahon tiye. Ebe meni paneni dao. Ome niba omo honso. Ome unu tiye niye kano. Ome unu se unyankupon ye insi na chuchan. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. What do you think, kind?
A prudent man foreseeth the evil.
A prudent man, he foreseeth forthcoming evil.
And hideth himself.
The Bible said, and hides himself.
But a simple pass on and are punished.
The simple, the foolish, the absurd, they pass on and they perish. And so, you know, this is very interesting in this presentation. Look at some power. Okay, come home and tell that you some. Look at some petty. I don't want you anymore. Check at the cop him. Do you have some? Look at some pan. Some pan said, you look at your coma nitria. I don't want you anymore. Yeah, I don't want you a cop him. I said, TV and seminar. I said, I hope that you swak at you. Nobody can serve God without denying first yourself, because self is a massive impediment and a massive resistance to any kind of progression. If anybody goes into marriage with selfishness, self-centeredness, self-aggrandizement, and all the self-finesse, it is going to be a big problem. If all you can think is yourself and don't think about the other party, then we are not going to make any kind of progress. If you know your husband thinks about himself only, we have a problem in that marriage. If your wife thinks about herself only, we have a big issue in that marriage. If parents think about themselves only, then children are going to suffer. Yeah, going to really suffer. I'm telling you. Me devra diasima will be a word team and open self must be denied and take up your cross and follow. It's a follow thing. This generation is a sick generation. Just like this nation is a very, very sick nation. This nation. So far now with defobia or becatcher or saganage in an announcement in near bomb. Tia! Or man, you're the coma. We are in a comatosical state. We ain't dead, we ain't alive. I'm talking to you. This country is in a state of coma. Nothing works. Nothing works. I'm telling you, you know, our system. The kind of thing you call, you know, hey, we've done this and we did that and we did that is not vigorous enough. I was having a Jesus rally at Cape Coast University last Friday night. Cape Coast, God bless you. See you next time. And then I was telling the students, in 5 years, only 5 years from today, God is bringing new masters to all sphere of life. From preachers to politicians, most of our politicians now, all of them, the Lord will retire them. TNA. Let's take somebody like Honorable Kwadwo Opon Nkrumah, Minister of Information. 5 years ago, he had no business with politics. And 5 years now, he is your minister. Same thing! The next 5 years is a defining moment for this country and for the church. You are going to see new masters. You are going to see politicians who have integrity and who does not succumb to the status quo and mediocrity. They do not succumb to, you know, corruption and blatant lies. You are going to have a new breed of people, spirit-filled people, tongue-talking people, anointed people are going to be in reputable positions. You are going to have people who have shifted from politicians to humanitarians. Politicians to humanitarians. If we need to fix a gutter, they will ensure it is fixed, and nobody steals one city. We are going to have those people very soon. I've been thinking lately, you know, why is it that when somebody works in the public service, 60 years, they go to pension? Why can't we do same to politics and governance in this nation and all over the continent of Africa? Why is it that we can do that? Huh? So many people who are leaders on this continent should be on retirement. Yeah! I'm telling you, so that we can have fresh minds and fresh heart and all that will bring something fresh on the table. So that we stop doing the same thing, going in circles and cyclical effects.
Yeah! No, I one said, no, Krami Simo said, Obino Awaja if ye and I yuri.
Obian you are Wajan if ye and I yuri.
And then you
are no,
and I woof for,
and I woof for,
and I maho,
and I maho,
Yankupa Hinity.
When Yankupa Hinity.
No, when Yan Mahopi, Brahimu, New Yasia, remember the Mutia,
one Yan Mahopi, a Brahimu, New Yasia, a Brahimu, and New Yasia, a Benimo, Damqua. Damqua! Something the church does not talk about. Eternal life. Hallelujah. Clap those hands to the Lord. There be Jesus in some more. Please hang on if you remember to.
Now, Pat was a share. Your dad didn't know how to do what she. No, I see one say. No, Kremesim will say. Obi no, what you are if you and I hear it and then you are numb and I will for and I'm my hot young companion.
Listen to the revelation of what we want to build, the synoptical revelation we want to build up this morning. I will want everybody to understand that life is too short and should not be wasted. Yeah, and that is why you need to get time wasters out of your space, vision destroyers and killers out of your space. You know, anybody who does not believe in your dream that God has given you and all the assignment that the Lord has given you and all that, those people don't deserve to be in your space. There are so many women sitting here that the men you are dating, they don't deserve you. Because I realize that if we are not careful concerning or regarding or relating to our marriages and relationships, it is going to take us all to hell. I don't know any pain like the pain of love. I don't know. I have never been a woman, so I can't talk about labor pains. I have never had a heart attack before, so I can't talk about cardiac pains. I can only talk to you about the pain that I have experienced, and I cannot relate or equate the pain of love. se wudo obi pa anso no wud wabo obi hudampa but don't know. Steve, you don't know what I'm talking about. Wait till you fall in love. If you fall in love, ube bosh the man nante temakwen yiso akwa ba wana wana nimse won nante from. And then you realize that whatever your efforts and whatever the love is not appreciated, it is not celebrated, you are only being tolerated and you are enduring, not enjoying, enduring your relationship. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ, and Mary, you know, in Matthew chapter 7, in verse number 21, the Bible said, and in that day many will come and profess that we prophesied in your name, we healed in your name, we cast out devils in your name, and I will tell them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. So it's not a matter of, you know, performing or, because that's what the whole thing has now become. It has become performance. And the church has become an audience to their performance. And now we have all kinds of superstars. And you homo perform much today. Homo perform much today. And here's your home. Okay, can you know what I was saying? Now, a default, a trade default, no, a shank control, na me mind so penisa. Ye penisa. Ya jiatum, ye penisa. So be our bot type, kuskua G degree, BAMA. Near Mawa Quanjresa fan, near good bentum. Fensufra. Nefem kuya no febura. Nemia anuyano egu mu. Na udiso. We've lost all decorum and lost common sense also. Now, will you? Adiani naya neti mi kai me Matthew 23. Matthew chapter 23 spoke about, because I want to tell everybody something very profound. You are born again, tongue talking, whatever, and you are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. But yeah, you were. I want everybody to understand that people come here, they hear the word of God, and they don't. They don't work with the word. Oh yeah. The people kuran we bala basta omo se wo menya asori pe bi ko enom ne ade ne even them e ka wo masam chire wa ahuru se ye wu ebie wani am wa hunu alabasta fo akoma be hunu si apro e na ye good them abe hunu sa ko shifu ofa e ne good them tie ye enya me nwanwa kura se wo mpena bi beba ye efi ha no pay abeka chire se he adwa he adwa na eni mse wo ko no fa odro suko wonni mse me yire ba wo beba bi hunu enya me nwanwa se ye wo dem ha na obi de wo gin string red one no abro tiania ye tia sam no pa but ye mfa nya adwa. It to me personally, Fasodia, what profit is it that when we come and receive all this goodness of God, yet we are not doers of the work of God? We are not, dear you, we are not bearing any fruit of the word of God. The word does not affect our lives, our heart, our attitudinal and characteristic nature. The word of God, which we hear from this altar and podium, does not make any difference in our lives and ministries. It does not make any difference in our parenting rules. Can you imagine the word that we receive does not build our marriages. It does not make you a better woman, a better man. It does not make the marriage better. It, you know, when people go through crisis and then they will say things like, "A woman say when yami asema kadiye, but ni yami femuno when yami asemu ni nim ni yami femuno. Jangwasi asemuno ni yamfewu adi asemu ni ejuma. Obi a one fa asemuni tiye." Tanya mi aje obi a wan fa asem ne nya adwuma no what to say unipa o hwe na nimu su wa ahwem na mo free hoko na uni wi le free esuko a ohunu wa ahwere he that hear the word of God. Will it kind of be awful? I want to hear only English in that part. James chapter 1 from verse 21 to 25. We want to hear the word of the Lord very clearly. Read.
Wherefore lay apart all filthiness.
The Bible said lay apart all filthiness
and superfluity
of naughtiness.
And receive with meekness.
Receive with meekness.
The engrafted word.
The engrafted word.
Which is able to save your soul.
Which is able to save your soul.
But be ye doers of the word.
Dear ye.
And not the hearers only.
Hold it. Go back to the previous verse. Listen to the word of God very clearly. Kind.
But be ye doers of the word.
Doers! If you cannot be a doer of the work, if you cannot be a doer of the word, then what point is it even to come to church? Daniel! Yeah, and still listen to ungodly music. It's still all over our phones. And now they are debating. I am teaching the word of God. And I'm talking to the people that very clearly. And now the church is debating whether to listen to gospel secular music or not. Whether secular music, of course, but some of the secular music are not profane songs. There's a difference between profanity and the difference between advisory song. Give us a break. Hey, more problem, and one inch. I said, what? Really? I mean, are you serious? And you don't have the time to recorrect that. May cancer much no TNE. Say my Bible for Christ Jesus. And then when you pay 50 years, and then the Nancy Adam Nakwans. Because on my 70 years, you will be a granny binya. 21 will be you. And Rami call baby. I'm here post to be about 26 years. Young lady. Or your nail therapist. Now you did banana born a shop in the container. And then say, well, 26. 26! You were watching in the home when they catch that stuff. You're medicine. I was a season. You're medicine. Tomorrow, it does not belong to you. You don't have any rights on that. That is a prerogative of God Almighty Himself. So the point is very simple. What sense does it make? You know, if we come to church and hear the word of God, it was a powerful preaching, it was a revelatorical preaching, it was insightful preaching, it was an anointed preaching, it was good apostolic kingdom, apostolic teaching, and all that kind of thing. Yet we don't work with the word. The point is.
Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
Okay.
For if any man be a hearer of the word,
if any man be a hearer of the word
and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a mirror.
For he beholded himself,
he looks at himself,
and goeth his way,
and he goes away from
and
the
straight
mirror.
Away. Forgetting what manner
and
of man he was.
Immediately he forgets the imagery he found or saw in the mirror.
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty.
Hey, that is why the Christian does not even know her identity or his identity. You know, one of the things that Love Talk seeks to do is that Love Talk seeks to redefine the modern day woman and the modern day man. It wants to just for you to take your rightful place. Because we've lost our identity. God knows who we are. The devil knows who we are. Demons in your family knows who you are. But you don't know yourself. You don't know yourself. Isn't it interesting when the devil told Eve in the Garden of Eden that the Lord told you not to eat this fruit, and that if you eat this fruit, you will become like God? Oh, then eat it, because you will not become like God. But what he didn't know, that she was already God, created in the image and the likeness of God. She was already God. She didn't know that. An identity crisis. You may be having a treasure that belongs to you, and you may be begging for that same treasure. And that is exactly what this country is doing. Identity crisis. We are begging for what is rightfully ours. You know that rotative billboard. And we come with all this useless political rhetoric, religious madness, and all that kind of thing. And we still don't even know. We can't read in between the lines. We begging for what is rightfully ours. I want to ask, what is our percentage in the oil? What is our percentage in the drilling of Ghana's oil and gas? The eagles are gathering, and Ghanaians have no right to come close to it. Say and kayankasa, we could build a rig and drill it ourselves. But because of greed, we will rather give it away, and 80% will go to foreigners, and 20% comes to us. Even that 20%, there are charges. Let me catch up and say, we need new leaders, rigorous leaders, audacious leaders, functional leaders. I want to say, the ones that have come, it is not vigorous enough. I'm telling you, when very soon we will be boycotting elections in this country. The people, the masses are listening. The voters are listening. We that are making you what are listening, and they are discerning, and they are going to make the decisions. Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Matthew 23. Read a word. Let's go to Matthew 23. Let's read from verse number 3. A word of the Lord. King, how many in tear, brother? Yes.
Matthew chapter 23, verse 3. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not.
He is speaking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes. Jesus is addressing his audience, and he's making it emphatically clear to them. Listen to the heart of God. He's making it emphatically clear to his audience. Will he answer that to you?
Then Jesus spake to the multitude.
And Jesus spake to his multitude.
And to his disciples.
And to his disciples.
Saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat.
Hear you.
All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe.
Or see, they sit in Moses' seat. In other words, there is a delegated office and a designated office or portfolio in which they sit. So whatever they will say to you,
that observe and do.
Observe and do.
But do not ye after their works.
But don't follow their character and their attitude.
For they say and do not.
They say but they do not.
For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne.
They bound heavy burdens on your head. Read.
And grievous to be borne. And lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move.
They themselves do not do that.
Move them one with their fingers. Okay. But all their works they do for them to be seen of men.
Clear. All their works are exhibited for men to see.
They make broad their
men pleasers and eye servers.
They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments.
They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their
garments. And love the uppermost most room at feast. And the chief seats in the synagogues. And greetings in the markets.
Greetings in the markets.
And to be called of them rabbi.
I work with Binti. And they want to be called rabbi.
But be not
rabbi. Rabbi. And that is what the church have become. He said, you know, they rather want titles than the anointing. They rather want regalia. Kantamantokasok. They want that rather than the fear of God. They rather like Puma. Rather than the presence of God. They rather want the title bishop or archbishop. They rather want the title prophet, master prophet, major prophet, general prophet. Rather than the anointing that raised the dead, healed the sick, the anointing that brings the fear of God, the anointing that makes you a doer of the work of God. Bishops, shall any matter appetition and trying to photo. I see a subani a Jumanquan woman here. I'm a Zulu, Katakata, a new woman, woman's heart to it is an outer. Moya Jimio. Now, very soon, one way, Jawa, the Sasun, some Nubetia Susa. Woman's heart to us. And can suffer the way in her swore. Malachi 2:7. Will I shaswa at the mafufra? One more hell and woman siam. Malachi 2:7-8. Kind.
Now, as I was so far, not say a cranium, dear.
As I was so far, not say a cranium, dear.
No, Yan Shasoma,
for so suffering a day.
And Yan Shasoma,
so fly. We are so, Mr. Asophon Champion, Asophon Yadain.
Asophon Champion.
Come on, dear. Sophon Yadain.
On Champion.
Thank you very much. Nagana was so free, dear. Twakas here. And one more pen. Yeah, one more pen, mama, so for. You near beef will be free more. Nana Hokeny. A mama part that are just after 1 year, you near any free more. Now we're deep for you be penny. That's just a brand turning namo pesu. This is the kind of your prophet. Tia, can you hear me? I'm here to make a deep for me, bring sacri. Woman in use. Hey, and come show. You be nyabren much let show and come show. And ya will be bow with dim bow, mammy, dim guana, you know, familiar spirits, and they do a lot of things. I'm telling you, and we have religious demons. Demons responsible for religion. DNA! And that is why I keep telling you that Christianity is not a religion. It is a mindset. It's a lifestyle. It is a culture. It is a way by which we live. Yeah, it is not a religion. The moment we get into religion, we have stepped into other spirits that controls that kind of sphere. We can kind bring from a can country, you know. But I
say yes,
you can't
for the Pharisee for
it. Yes, you can't for the Pharisee for and we can go home and
tell
us.
Yes,
you can't for and for and in the soon for the same.
Mose
akunya so na atwere fo ne farasi ifo no ete
enti de obesemo
so ni bia obesemo no munyo
munni na munye na wonyuma de munye
na womunyuma de womunyuma de munye
if isa waka na so wonye
enso wonye
na wotre
if isa waka enso wonye minni mu nkrofo epich omu preach a he okase osura ties form but we hear preaching no subaya watimu no umpe waka enzo wanye wamu betonyo ma I want to remind you that Lucifer is also a musician. Very, very, very fine voice. America is a much though. Satan controls music as well. You better hear what we are talking about. It will gospel musicians, if they make babies out of their matrimonial homes and we rebuke them and they have a problem with our rebuke, one more cat, one more talk, but one more. The day I realized that, you know, they began to make comments like, me dame fans nase, where the days they started going down. Because the whole thing is not about you. When you mean you'll be angel and when you are, it's not going to happen. That's a lie. I want to say something to you profoundly. That's a big lie. God has angels in heaven. Don't you think that angels have better voices than you do? Momo ne fun we say to me, yeah, munya nyumba kumi nubia yehu ama mudinga kra. I started doing kwasi asem all over the place. Yeka, I say harena aba beka asem. Woodi anisa wotonyo midi anisa metiyo. Me midi anisa metiyo. Ya wohongo sira eni upaja nyumba neto. Upaja preaching. Me catch the father phone there be as at the feet and him fen ni bone. Me catch the praise be as for Methodist as for Bas the CSC Pentecost as for Baptist. Me catch him na say call and no him fen ni bone. Me catch him every time. No mo nya hwe ye fi say we nya me twen as for pa 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 pa. We nya me wo twen as for. Wo ka and so we nya nim fada foa womo wonkra womo be kumase ye pe girls go womo ho ayi kumase girls so a service fada fo na mi ko fidro ma be kan fada se ne buo ene ye babo so fada ne eba na eshe. What are you talking about? When yami din betena wa mama se when yami asore wo boa tianie. Anything as you penny for canton, when we have a problem with it, I swear through faith and allegiance that I will protect, defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. Yet they loot, they steal, they lie. I can't tell you. I can't tell you. I couldn't be more so. And young Kwana only anum kaho, yenya, yenya, anum. And young Kwan were bushing of yenna. From both parties, you're in your room. Dinghao, you're Kasach Reba Juma. Wouldn't you read the word?
No, it's a train. This word you draw to Nipa Metriso.
One to check and this word to Nipa Metriso.
Now, one already.
Now, one dear.
One person, the one Satiampo.
One Satiampo near one more teacher, no, or one Satiampo anchor. Waka and so on yet. Wakapa. But who preach? Ah. Man, this church be a ye scarsoa. I bear news so now we mant a casua branty be or cocasua co farm crow for and song a yidenum. A chain or a cochino hotel with somebody's wife. But almost all year 7 days revival and I quana ba preaching and deliverance. Preaching and deliverance. And that is why the Bible said, test all the spirits. Naturally say. It is not the Holy Spirit only. Ah, I saw at Kawukudi Park a Muslim malam who was conducting deliverance. Kawukudi Park. Manifestation! People are falling. Manifestation. Meko. Just as we do in church. And I want to ask the question, what spirit is that one? Which spirit? It's because that is not the Holy Ghost. So which spirit is that one? Hey, Christopher, I'm sorry. May catch you because maybe a Christopher, kono no crepa ayira and asempano the real gospel and so yera. Because you are sorry and say, Wununguan, you go to you, Mobeco America, Mobe, the next Billonia, you are the next Bill Gates. Where are you preaching? Why say to me you're preaching? And that is why Obia, you know, because on my car, man, we with three man. You know, if you don't owe a car, it means you are not blessed. If you don't have money, you are not blessed. See, that's why these young boys have gone for money rituals, and they are giving these pastors big money. And they have, you know, they tell the church, these are the successful guys. The Lord has blessed him. Really? God has blessed him? I hear very, you know, interesting. Some of these American guys. And then I hear our preachers say, the guy is blessed. Really? Hey, any blessing have lost its descriptive definition. When blessing is clearly defined in Ephesians 1:3, clearly defined. Interesting. How many people in this building right now wants to make it clear? Because we are not only here to be successful on earth, we also want to make it to heaven. I'm bringing my message to a close. We want to make it to heaven. Heaven. And therefore, the people in the... You know, when we were having love talk, I brought a few of my friends, and they also made very nice submissions. My message did one. You know, my very good friend, Reverend Felix of Osubuayan and Iziewa, they contributed. But one of the contributions that really touched me was, you know, Reverend Raymond Awudi's wife. So for my man, love Awudi, made a very powerful submission. He said, it is very good to forgive, but we also need to learn that what caused me to be offended for you to ask for forgiveness must be addressed so that you don't repeat the offense for me to come and receive your apology. Am I making sense? Adianua, we yeah yeah. Emma mi bufu ye. Emma ube patch or mame pene ye no. Sadia no jai. Ujaya umpacho bim. Emma means me boom for you. Jai! When's an wind to me, mum? Shimuma chechen sisim. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Let's close with that. Proverbs 28, 13. Ebu se let me speak to my audience as well. Proverbs 28, verse 13. Hear the word of God. King Gaho.
Pastor say, he that covereth his sins shall not
prosper. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper.
But whoso confess it.
In other words, if you see any prosperity in the middle of sin, that is not prosperity. That is an illusion, an illusory image, like a mirage, a myth. Illusion. Will you cheat?
But the orchestra nimra atosu ono.
Kain.
Orin ya prom. Na di orka no chaya no. Obe hunu mabo.
Obia orka. Uwe chai. Ka ni chai. Ka ni chai. Can be the magic. Ka ni chai. Ka ni chai. Ka ni chai. Ka ni chai. This is how to stop habits. Ka ni chai. Asa. He says, so for, you know, me here deliverance, but you know, masturbation in my young 9 years. Why your masturbation 9 years? Say when I'm on the Ajuma, you know. Masturbation 9 years. Antidote or remedy? Ka, nijai. Ka, I can't hear you. Thank you. Ka nechai. Ka nechai. Unumansa is an addiction. Confess and forsake. Period. You confess and forsake. What can Panama Yira chow? Confess and forsake. TNE. And Mamma Moha. My name is Kama and someone in Guanamudi. Tiaria! Can you hear me? Mumbe Brema, my name is Kama and someone nefa. Mesika Nejai Kanejai. Kanejai! This is how you stop habits. Kanejai. 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 I can't hear you. Kanejai. Ka nijai. Ka nijai. If you don't stop it, debia eradifam bonicha. Debia eradifam bonicha. Into the ben I want you, you can praise things that and when you count who are free to chili the kodachi and chili chili. Me sorry wane fatawara. The ben also because I rem ho. Debia you want pacho why me say wa me pie, me pie. O pie, and you're sorry free near true. Na wampa. Sorry, Finiatro. Na wampa. Are you clapping? Ka nijai. Ka. I can't hear you. Ka
nijai.
Ka
nijai.
Ka
nijai.
O kana wijai. O se ono na ube hununo mopo. And I could be primo so sense for can it jai one will be who know the mopo. Umu mame, umu papa. Would be chief woman so castle woman him. Woka bon and noir. Jai any amo semino. Period. Can it jai? Can it jai? If you want to know the biggest sin of the church, apart from lies and fabrication, and apart from lust, our biggest sin is abortion. You won't believe, but that is it. Church girls, abortion. They know all the tablets for abortions. The cytopeps, the whatever, whatever. They, you know, but no one says he abo franitin in the 9 BP. If you say, I know, you know, I say, move on, gospel, move on, gospel, move on, gospel. Kwasi afu amuni tri. Abortion, opa, abortion for opa, church people. Offering, see, come, and I want more suffering in your woman, you free. Would you worry, sorry, offering? It will be my 20, it will be my 50. But do you want your 5, 2, and near door, so pan, your 1 city. Now ya boabua says ka we are not near the ama Mabel said J Nekfa koma doctor asumesi. Non fa paswa inwura wase. No one fan so baby ne kon one tin friso. Na one fan one and one chinimpi. Na mu yama bijina demaha. Min kwaji chem ne wo. Yami de we good we nyami we good papa. And can you do in sin? No, no. Now you are the sword of God. Now said you would try about friendly. You are wire free. Which in a hell with the dance, you be who say with your boo free. So now better for
Nejai.
Kanejai. That is the only way. Kanejai. Kanejai.
Kanejai.
Jangrofo kununumachidi. Jangrofo shime awu kehame. Shioe ni na ngodi encha na bomabo ne abo no. Shioe. I'm talking to somebody in this place. Be kununu or tree or tiske goose. You see, my school fees could have went to ya. Nya sign check a man, yeah, so make a chem. And yes, Kabian and Shrawasu. Skabi, I would dear any of you, I'm telling you. Ka nechai. Ka nechai. Ka
nechai.
So now, so ka! Clap your hands for the Lord. Stand, let's go.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.